Good News Clips, Session 13. We're still in the replacement therapy series, and we're approaching speech. From the left ledger, we read prattle, coarse jesting, negative speech, and if we were to create a new word for it all, perhaps we could call it something like negavanity, because it's Satan's way of speech, reflecting Satan's thoughts, Satan's heart, as if he has one. We want to replace that evil way with God's way. Praise, blessing, and edification. Well, of course it's true the tongue is impossible to change, except of course for the God that can do the impossible and cleanse our hearts. We encourage you to go to the ECCL.org website and look again for an article entitled Be Alert. Alert there is an acronym to be aware of the lusts, emotions, and resentments and our tongues. The paragraph on our speech, our tongues, begins like this. Tongues expose the heart's health. It's so appropriate to think of the tongue as a thermometer, if you will, indicating our heart's health. Of course, there are those who will attempt to tame their tongues for evil, saying the right thing at the right time, the right lie, the right accusation, the right gossip to get their way, to do Satan's work. We, on the other hand, are working over on the right side of the ledger. We're replacing that type of speech by replacing those types of thoughts, by replacing those values, allowing God to do the impossible. It is possible. All things are possible through Christ to cleanse our hearts, to achieve that type of heart health. And the words that will come out of our mouths, the words we speak, our tongues, will reflect that healthy heart. It'll reflect God's purity. Over time, we can't expect to achieve it all overnight, but please understand there are many of us who understand. We understand the weaknesses of the flesh. We understand the evil that's among us and tries to be in us. And we know it's a process to achieve the type of heart health that God would have us have. And when we achieve that, eventually we will find our words to be praise, blessing, and edification. They will reflect the purity of our hearts that our Creator God has given us, has cleansed with His Holy Spirit. And that's one way to measure our progress in growing in grace.